Come on!
Dive Bar Radio on Radio Valencia.
Can I make a request?
Not yet. Okay, DJ Dan Surge has a request, but first, we are back. Dive Bar Radio, right here on RadioValencia.fm. I am DJ Straight Willy Dills. DJ Sad Willy Dills, actually, I'm sorry. Joined, of course, by DJ Shawa, DJ Dan Surge, DJ Sean, and DJ Trish. Now, we do have to figure out what your DJ name is.
I'm first.
Well, yeah, we're still figuring out DJ Shawa's DJ name.
I'd like to be called DJ Tanner.
DJ Tanner.
Yeah.
Yes, all right. All right. In my brain, never going to leave it ever again. I'm a steel trap, all right? You've never, ever told me something, and then I forgot it. That's never happened, okay? Just ask anybody in the hall who's ordered a drink for me while I have 20 other people telling me they need something in that moment. Oh, let's go. DJ Shawa on the ones and twos. All right, so what we're going to do now is we're going to go right into our... We're going to make a song, guys. Together. This is the season of togetherness. This is... We are in the holiday season. By the way, I thought about doing a lot of Christmassy stuff this week. I think we should save it for next week, because next week is literally the week before Christmas. So next week, we're going to make a Christmas jingle. We're going to do a Christmas douche or not a douche, which is going to be Santa, not a Santa. And that's going to be really fun. By the way, the current champ of douche or not a douche is, of course, DJ Butler, who crushed the competition last week. Just never got anything wrong, and played the game like perfectly, by the way. He knew the strategy. He'd never played the game before. It was really impressive to watch. He's a smart guy. You know Mr. Mark Butler.
Mr. Butler, yeah.
Yeah, Mr. Butler, yes. Yes, DJ Butler. He was in here last week, and I actually thought he was not going to find this very fun and bail on us. It was DJ Carmudgeon who bailed on us.
I actually think he loved it.
He loved it, man. He stuck around to the bitter end, yeah. All right, so what we're going to do right now is we're going to make ourselves a brand new song that has never existed before in the history of the world. Now, what we need is we need some lyrics, right? And we need a genre. And then we're going to let Elon Musk figure out the rest.
Is there a theme?
Well, there will be after the first person makes the first lyric. So who volunteers as tribute to make the first lyric? By the way, I have like 7 drinks over here. I just realized I have a shot, I have a cup, I have a beer. This is out of control.
Hurry, let's clear the shots.
A professional radio DJ always covers all his bases, right?
Okay, that should
Cheers.
Be...
Cheers. Clinky, clinky. No dead air. No dead air. Never dead air.
Hey, serious things first.
Serious things first. By the way, we are now 2:02 in the a.m. We have now closed down the mission. All the bars out there. Everyone is now hitting the streets.
Oh, the freaks are in the streets.
The freaks come out at night. So I used to, my ex-wife used to sing, she used to sing this song. The freaks go out at night. The Sarah goes to bed at night. It was actually really endearing. So one of the only things I miss. Thank you for that. This is where I break the news. I have an ex-wife. Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Didn't know. Yeah, no.
Did you say?
Listen, Trish, you and me have both lived a life. You tell me all these things. You're like, yeah, one time I was the ambassador of Finland or whatever. I'm like, what? Okay, perfect. Of course you are.
Short stint.
Short stint, yeah. Made a lot of good changes, though, right?
Yeah, in your, yeah, and enemies.
Of course. She's a lawyer. She's owned bars. And now?
Now I'm doing
now she's
of a
like,
15-year-old.
You're on table 7.
Right.
And you have an hour and a half, or I will come for you.
They're going to start initialing.
This is why you're the best at what you do. It doesn't matter what it is, right? Like, you're just going to jump in there, and you're going to make it yours, which I love. So, let's get this going. Who wants to take the first lyric? Because this is probably going to... Okay, DJ Tanner raising his hand here. So, give me just a line. It can be... Like, hopefully not crazy long, but as long or as short as you want it. And I will type it in here with my amazing typing skills. 60 words per minute.
Well, I mean, it's...
Into the mic.
I want some new kind of kick.
I want... Oh, I love this. Okay. I want some... if I do it in all caps, do they yell it? I don't know if that's how that works. Oh. I want some new kind... Should I do kinda or kind of?
Kind of.
Kind of. I want some new kind of kick. All right. DJ Shawa, do you want to follow that up? I mean, I have some ideas, but I would love to hear where you go with this.
I don't know. It rhymes with dick.
Okay. I don't know. It rhymes with dick. Got it. Got it. I don't know. It rhymes with dick. Perfect.
Sometimes people want some new kind of dick.
I mean, now, let's go to DJ Trish here. I think it's time.
Which glory hole do I pick?
Which glory hole do I pick? This is getting good. This is getting good. Like all right.
I like the song already.
It's a love song, yeah. Clearly.
It's a love song, yeah, definitely of course. Which song. Glory hole do I pick? Now, DJ Sean, take us home here. Well, I'll take us home after, but yeah.
Everywhere I look, the cops are thick.
Everywhere I look, the cops are thick. And they are thick tonight. They're thick out there. Is it cops or is it ICE? Because those are two different things right now.
They're closely intertwined.
Closely intertwined. I know, right? Yeah, they're talking. They're like, they're pager texting
make
each other,
ice.
Right? 143 all the time. Everywhere I look, the cops are thick. Okay. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to give us a two-line chorus here, all right?
Tie it all together.
I will tie it together. I will tie it together in a nice little bow, all right? Okay.
I kind of think you should use both the lines from the meeting.
Okay.
This is killing.
Okay.
Are you going to keep it as a surprise?
What's that?
A surprise.
Is it a surprise chorus?
Maybe.
What's the blue button do?
Press it and find out. I think there's only...
Practical nuke is coming!
Okay.
All right.
Wait, hold on.
Intense.
Did that say milk?
Oh.
Bomb has been planted.
Oh, God, don't say that.
Okay.
Without us.
Time is
okay, hold on. I think there's a theme to my stuff. Okay.
I don't know if that's 60 words a second.
All right. No. I mean, I just typed like 120 words. You don't know.
It's lengthy. All
right. Okay. Now, next part of this, we need our genre. We need a style. All right. Now, we started with Dan. Let's go ahead and start with DJ Trish here. Give us a baseline. I want a genre, a one-word genre, or, I mean, it doesn't have to be one word, but, you know, give me one genre of music. Very specific, probably, would be good.
Hip-hop?
Hip-hop. Okay. It's love it. Hip-hop? No, hip-hop. All right, so we got hip-hop, and then we got DJ Sean. Let's go. What do you think?
Mongolian metal.
Mongolian metal. Love that. All right. Let's go to DJ Shawa.
Are these all going to be...
It's going to find a way. As far as I know, it will find a way.
I had it. Wait.
You had it?
Yeah,
and you lost
I had it?
It?
And I lost it.
Oh, no.
It should be...
They're bringing drugs.
Love ballad.
Okay. All right. A love ballad. I love that.
Love ballad.
Hair metal love ballad. Okay. Yes. All right. DJ Surge, I think we need something from you.
Oh, my God. What do you need from me?
A musical genre. Not much. I'm not asking a lot. Just for a musical genre.
Psychobilly.
Okay. I feel like that's really going to tie the room together.
Do you? I thought it was going to ruin everything.
No. And I'm going to go. I'm going to follow it up with trap.
Yes.
Yeah. I think we need a little trap in our lives right now. Okay. Now I'm going to punch this into the machine. I wish I had. Find us a machine sound effect. Beep boop pop boop beep boop boop. okay, it's crunching the numbers, killing some trees, All right. Perfect. Nice. Everybody out there in Radioland just fucking woke the fuck up. All right, so we've got two options here. The song is called I Want Some New Kind of Kick. In the hip-hop, Mongolian metal, hair metal, love ballad, psychobilly trap genre. Everybody knows this is going to top the charts, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So they're giving me... Okay, the first one is only 16 seconds long. I don't know what to expect out of that one. Last week, they gave us a 2.5-minute version and then a 3-minute version. We've got 16 seconds and then 47 seconds. Okay. I don't know what we're going to have here, but apparently... This is just gonna absolutely
encompass the whole
rip ass.
It'll slay.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. All right, here we go. I want some new kind of kick here on Radio Valencia .fm Dive Bar Radio. Yep, perfect. Thank you. Here we go.
I want some new kind of kick. I don't know where rhymes with dick. Which glory hole do I pick? Everywhere I look, the cops are thick. Every
okay, I really fucking like that. I gotta be honest.
I want some new kind of gear.
Option two. Okay, this is a little more.
I don't know it rhymes with dick. Which glory hole do I be?
This is fucking epic, dude.
This one, yeah. Panties are dropping.
Yeah. Every eye look, I just wanna land. The balls in the hole and the dicks that are also in the hole.
Oh, we found a winner, ladies and gentlemen. We got it. Oh, we got it. I'm sending this right now to Capitol Records, and we are definitely getting signed,
you
guys.
We are getting a 45 made.
Oh, hold on.
Okay. I feel like we should hear them all out.
Well, no. Those are the only two that I got.
No, yeah. What was that?
The next one was the balls in the... I licked my balls. Oh, wait. No, that's last week's. All right.
We have a single.
I mean, they're both really good.
But I got to go with number two.
Number two.
Number two is the winner.
Yeah. I always...
It had a little, Lil Nas X in it. And then some Jelly Roll jumped in.
And then the way he said dick.
Sure. Yeah, the way the dick... Yeah. Keep going.
Kind of Kendrick Lamar-ish.
The way... The diction.
Musical boundaries, adding those few beats on that last measure.
Yeah, right? I mean, I think we should definitely dive deeper into the musical, aptitude that I think that the AI just
musical.
Showed.
Yeah.
It learned.
It actually could be a musical.
I would love, I would love it if we could get, a key change. I would love if we could get...
Maybe, okay, the song only just
can we get into a 5-6 time signature at some point
in
this?
Maybe in the third verse.
Some kind of harmonies.
Yeah, of course, yeah. And then, of course...
By the third verse, everyone's just...
And then, of course, ladies and gentlemen, Prince. You know, that would be cool. You know, yeah. I mean, look, I love it. I'm going to download it, and I'm going to add it now to the rest of tonight. Because we're gonna use that multiple times tonight. So I have to be on a pro account to download it in Wave, unfortunately. But I got the MP3, all right? And that's all Capitol Records needs is the MP3, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you haven't got a text yet.
Well, David Geffen is on my...
They're probably blowing up laughing. The payphone.
He's on my favorite.
Oh, my God.
He's on my favorites, yeah. all right, so... So before we move on to the next segment, me and Shawa talked about tonight's shift. Surge, DJ Surge.
Yes.
How did you feel tonight? You had to run the playoffs for the first season of APA 9-Ball in the Hall. How do you feel it went tonight? Do you feel like everything went smooth? You have any gripes? Do you want to talk? You want to call anybody out? Do you want to?
No, I mean, I have lots of gripes, and there's lots of reasons to talk shit, but I'm not going to, you know. Actually, I feel like everyone played really well tonight.
Yeah.
I hope everyone did great. You know?
They all got their matches done before 12, which is really my only concern. And thank you. By the way, I will say, the first season in the hall kind of went off without a hitch. There was some questionable moments at the beginning where I was concerned that matches would not get done on time on a consistent basis. But we've been able to get the makeups done week after week. Everybody's kind of learning how fast they have to play to get their matches done. And you guys are drinking, eating, having a good time, not causing a lot of problems. So thank you, DJ Dan Surge. DJ Tanner, thank you.
I agree. Thank you
for all the work you've done.
Thank you very much. And you know, we are taking too long occasionally, but yeah. I think we're working it out. And, you know, it'll be a good year next year. And, I mean, so far, I think
there's no reason to think that it's not going to continue to get better, no, in my opinion.
Everyone's having a great time.
Yeah.
And you guys are part of that. And, you know, my players love it. So
I don't want it to be understated how much work you've done to make this happen. To get 8 teams week after week in the hall on Sundays and Mondays, that's a lot. And you took that on and you did a great job with it. So thank you. Now I hear that next season we might be adding an early league. Like a 12 o'clock league? Is this real, or am I making this up in my head?
You're correct.
Okay.
In that we will be advertising it right now. I'm not sure that we have enough teams to make it really happen.
Okay. Well, I hope it does.
But
I love the idea.
We're fucking giving it a shot. And
we're giving it a shot. I love that. Also, other hall news. Trish, we talked about this. You weren't aware, but we talked about it last week, but let's reiterate. Let's get the word out, because I think tomorrow's signups will begin. The one, the only, Shane Van Boning, the number one U.S. player for probably the last 2 decades, is going to be exclusively at the Hall, wow, January 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, taking on all comers in challenge matches. Now, it costs a little bit of money to play against him, but the word is, if you beat him, he will pay you out of his own pocket. That's what I'm hearing. I don't know 100%. I don't want to give out too much here. But Dan has had a lot to do with that as well. Dan is doing so much for the pool community in San Francisco. It's insane. And what the Hall is really all about at this point is trying to build on what the San Francisco pool community has become. Shawa just hit her forehead on the mic. I want to call that out. All right, so
you're not wrong. Shane is coming, and you know, we're going to put out
Dan's going to put out, everybody. You just heard that here on Dive Bar Radio.
Put out.
Yeah, put out.
Dan will put out.
No, what kind of money is to be won?
So it's 130, I think, to play him. And then if you do win, which you won't, if you do win, I believe he will pay you more than what would be double of that.
Are there any players that you think might have a chance of beating him?
Me? I got a shot. I got a shot at this.
Everyone has a fucking shot.
Yeah, it's pool. Everyone has a shot.
I won't play.
The beauty of pool is when it's your turn, it's your turn. The other guy can't do shit. So if you make all the balls, you win.
Sure.
Yeah.
But if I'm being honest, I'm going to pay money to get faced by this motherfucker.
So, that's so gangster duty.
Now,
just come in, pay me, and I'll beat you.
Dan, let's make a bet right now. You want to make a bet for like $10?
Sure.
How many players do you think will beat Shane out of the, I think it's what, 80 matches he could potentially do? Do you want to give an over under, and then I'll match you on that, and we'll negotiate? Three? You think three?
Do they have any kind of handicap?
All right, I'm going to take the under on three. Oh. Do you want the over? So three and over, you win. Two or one, I win.
Yeah,
I'll take $10. $10.
$10.
If two or one people win, you pay me $10. If three or more win, I pay you.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I love it.
I think that's fair.
Yeah. No, I think that's about that. It's about where the Vegas odds. No, it's gonna be 80 matches. Oh, so wow. Yeah. So if 3 out of 80 beat him,
does the player that pays get to get a break?
No, there's going to be a lag, I'm pretty sure, right? Oh, it's like they're going to do like a match.
How many games?
It's a race to 4 as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, my God.
Right?
How long is that going to take?
Wow.
Well, he's going to do like 25 a night, essentially. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah. Shane says it's going to take 12 minutes per.
No. He's going to fucking destroy. Like, yeah. I want you to be there for one of these matches. Well, you will be, but I want you to see what we're talking about. You watch all of us play pool. It's not the same thing. This is like when Tiger Woods shows up at your local golf course.
Yeah.
It literally is like that. Like,
when is it again?
Shane Van Boning.
No, when?
Oh, January 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, exclusively at the hall. Correct. Yes. And there will be, we're going to charge at the door as well for people just to come in and watch. Because you're getting to watch like one of the best players that pool has ever seen. Play pool exclusively at the hall on these tables. These are the nicest tables in San Francisco. I can't reiterate that enough.
So they'll play downstairs?
I'm pretty sure that's where most of the matches will be because we want people to be able to stand upstairs and look down. Yeah, nice. Yeah. Now, it would be cool if table 5, which is our tight pocket 9-foot table, was downstairs, but that's, we can't just move tables around willy-nilly. Do you know what I mean? So, Shawa! I feel like I need to get you a coffee right now.
I'm eating a jelly donut.
Oh, sick. All right. Well,
the sugar will help.
All right.
Everyone can eat shit.
No, sorry. No, sorry. Jelly donuts. All right. We're going to take another musical break here. But before we do the musical break, I do want to play that song one more time.
I just
want to
bang my head on the microphone.
I do want to play that song one more time. And then we're going to get into one more musical break. The first song on this break, though, is Shawa's song. And I'm excited to hear this because I'm unfamiliar. The band is Fei Wong. The song title is in Chinese.
It is in Chinese.
Yeah. So
it's
a cover.
It's a cover song.
I was curious if I'd gotten the right one, but I think I've got it covered.
What's the name of the song?
It is this symbol and then another symbol and then another one that looks kind of like a tent and then
thanks.
Yeah. I failed Chinese in high school, so
that's Ren. The one that looks like a tent. Is
what does that mean?
Human.
Oh.
Right. Little. Yeah.
So is this a cover of More Human Than Human? Human.
It's like Dreams by the Cranberries.
Oh, fuck yeah.
But it's a cover.
I don't understand how this means Dreams.
Oh, nice.
Because it's in Mandarin.
Okay, so this is how you spell Dreams in Mandarin?
It could be in Cantonese. I'm not sure what this version is.
Okay. It could be Cantonese.
Or it could
be Mandarin.
But
we don't know.
It's in Chinese.
We don't know. And that's the beauty of Dive Bar Radio. Right here on RadioValencia.fm. Once again, I am DJ Straight Willie Dills, joined by DJ Shawa, DJ Dan Surge, DJ Sean, DJ Trish. Sorry, DJ Tanner. I got that wrong. I will never, ever get it wrong ever again. I promise you. I really promise you.
I come bearing a message from DJ Straight Willie Dills.
This is Dive Bar Radio.
Last call.
Radio Valencia.fm.
Why don't you be a man like me and put it on the line?
Thank you. Thank you. first, pal.
Hello, my friends!
Radio Valencia. FM.
Willie Dills and Shower Flow on the radio.
Come bearing a message from DJ Straight Willie Dills.
And we are back. Dive Bar Radio, RadioValencia.fm. Once again, I am DJ Straight Willie Dills. That is DJ Shawa.
Yo!
On the ones and twos. We got DJ Dan Surge, also known aka DJ Tanner. We got DJ Sean. We got DJ The Dish?
Sure.
All right.
Perfect.
Let's go. Let's go. All right. So, this is the, look, guys, we're getting close to the end. It's sad.
It goes so fast.
I always hate it when it's like, damn it, we just got started. I feel like we just got, you know, just got going. Before we get into this last segment, though, let's hear that song one more time.
You remember this, though?
Yes. that's the ninja. That's the ninja.
Okay,
by the way, if it's a laughing ninja. Trish, DJ Dish. If a ninja is laughing, they're not really a ninja, right?
Well, you're not supposed to hear, see that.
Exactly. Thank you. Thank you. That is a dead ninja.
If you're a ninja laughing, you're already
dead. That is a dead ninja, as far as I'm concerned. All right. By the way, Kill Bill, they just re-released. I don't know if you guys saw this, where they mashed it all together, Volume 1 and 2. They call it The Whole Bloody Affair. And they added like 8 minutes. Has anybody seen it? Has anybody gone out?
Is Uma Thurman played by an Asian chick?
No. They like replaced all of her. They actually got an Asian girl. No, unfortunately, no. But I will. Okay. I got some insider info right across the street from us. And I don't know if I really want to blow up their spot, but I feel like I should a little bit. The Alamo Draft House is right across the street from us.
Yeah.
I heard some news that out of all of the Alamo Draft Houses in the entire country, which there's not a lot of, but it started in Austin, Texas. It's now in a few different places. They have this really cool one here.
Yeah.
Apparently, the standards and practices are not great.
And they're not giving ice discount coupons, are they?
No, but there's a lot of cross-contamination going because the servers are all like 18-year-old kids who don't wash their hands and are picking up glasses from the tops of them, which we all know, not chill, not cool.
Remember the Alamo.
People are getting sick. Yeah, remember the Alamo Draft House? Yeah, well, I hope they last. I mean, look, I do love the venue, and I do love going to a movie and getting a burger brought to me. My move when I go to the Draft House, I order popcorn, I order the Royale with cheese, and then a beer. And then I pre-write my next order, and I get ready, and then about halfway through the movie, that's another beer and a well whiskey neat. And then I put that up. And it's a great experience, you know? You watch a movie, you eat a burger, you have some popcorn, and then halfway through the movie, a guy just brings you another beer and a whiskey. And then you're like, fuck yeah, let's go.
End up with food poisoning.
And you walk out, and then you walk out with a $100 bill, but you saw hopefully a good movie, but now apparently maybe food poisoning. So
remember, I got food poisoning.
That's what you were telling me, I know, yeah. So anyway, I hope they turn that around because that would be terrible. You know what can never get better though is this song that we just made earlier tonight. Here it goes.
I want some new kind of gear. Everywhere I look, the cops are thick. Every eye I look, I just wanna land. The balls in the hole and the dicks that are also in the hole.
Nice touch, pal.
Oh my god.
Radio Valencia. FM.
It's a fucking banger, dude. Oh, my God. It's an absolute banger, dude. Oh, my God. All right. Now.
I wish AI could take a compliment.
Listen. We're going to move on to our final segment of the night. Before we get into the final, final segment of the night, which is, of course, when we all sing karaoke, I Left My Heart in San Francisco. One of my favorite moments of
every
night.
Can we have the lyrics this time?
I mean,
otherwise,
yeah,
I'm
sure.
I'm just going to start making them up myself.
I don't need them. I'll aim the computer at you. So, yeah.
I left my
you don't. The fact that you don't know the the fact that you don't know the lyrics to I Left My Heart in San Francisco kind of bothers me.
There's a lot
bit.
Of lyrics in
there. There's a lot of lyrics, yeah.
About, like, mist
there's
and
fog
and
there's,
bridges.
And it's cold. And
yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard to keep straight.
But, like, my dick was hard, and I'm, I think that's how the song goes, right? Tony Bennett, his dick was always hard when he was in San Francisco.
Yeah, especially right? Through the fog.
Even into his 90s.
Through the fog.
Even into his 90s. This man could cut the fog with his dick, okay? That's all I'm saying.
On a cable car.
Yeah. No, he rode down a cable car with his dick in the air, cutting the fog. That's Tony Bennett's legacy, as far as I'm concerned.
Beautiful.
So before we get into that, we're going to play one of our favorite games here on Dive Bar Radio, right here on RadioValencia.fm. It is, who is the biggest slut? Hold on. Let me just play this. Okay. We're going to play this one simple game called Who is the biggest slut. Now, it's a very simple game.
Like, out of
Shawa's gonna give you a card. We're all gonna.
No, like, out of.
Yes. We're all gonna talk about it. Shawa's gonna give you a prompt. She's gonna give you a card. You're gonna pick one of those words. Then you're gonna tell us, have you done that? Or have you not done that? Because if you've done it, you're probably a slut.
Oh, yeah. We have to make sure everybody's glasses are filled.
Yeah, that's true. Good point. Everyone needs a fresh shot in their glass because if you have not done, oh no, if you have done it, you take a shot. All right?
Got a drink.
All right, here we go. By the way, correct. Thank you. All right, so here we go. Once again, this is Who is the Biggest Slut?
I'm going to be the official dice roller.
Okay, should we give out a card to everybody first, or should we just go around and then you pick a card, yes, you roll a die? Pick a card, roll a die.
No, let's pass them out.
Okay, let's pass out the cards. Everybody take one card, and then we roll the die, and then you have to read the card, the answer that coincides
pass
with the
down.
Number... That goes on your die. Shall we? You can just pass me one. I'll just take one of those. Yeah. And give me one more for DJ Dish over here. Thank you.
Who's the biggest slut?
Who's the biggest slut, Dan? DJ Tanner.
I mean, that's a good question. Who am I picking from?
Okay.
Sweet sausage.
I'm the official dice roller.
DJ Shawa is the official dice roller.
They're bringing drugs.
All right. What do we got here?
Eight.
Okay. Should I start?
I think you should.
Okay, I'll start. All right, number eight. Have you... Oh, my. Okay. Have you given your partner a nosebleed after hot sex?
What?
Wow.
No, I have not.
I mean, I've had some hot sex.
Wait.
But... Well, wait.
They're bringing drugs.
How many drugs was I doing when we started?
Oh,
yeah.
What altitude?
Because look, if
I was
we were
that too.
If we were doing okay, oh,
on the ground or in the air?
Are we in an airplane?
Have you been to the Himalayas?
Have you had sex on the top of
Mount Kilimanjaro?
Mount Kilimanjaro.
Commonplace in the Himalayas.
Yeah, listen. Everybody climbs to the top of Mount Kilimanjaro just to fuck.
I thought that was Mount Everest.
Mount Everest, not a lot of fucking. A lot of dying, though. A lot of dying. A lot of shitting.
A lot of
cannibalism.
A lot of shitting. A lot of not fucking, though. Yeah.
Kilimanjaro, though. You're fucking getting
Kilimanjaro? Fuck fest, dude. Absolute fuck fest on the top. At the peak, it's just an absolute nonstop, never-ending orgy. All right, so... So has anybody done this? Because if you have, you have to drink.
I'm thinking now.
I mean, okay. Can I tell you guys a really a shitty story that I don't really share very often, but now, please, I'm on the radio, so fuck it, let's go.
So there's millions.
There was one time I went to, and I don't know if anybody knows what punk rock bowling is.
It's a thing
that happens in Vegas every year.
Yeah.
There was one year, finally, my fucking band got a bowling team to be part of punk rock bowling. We were very excited. Everybody on my team stayed up all night doing cocaine. Or, I'm sorry, hanging out. and the next morning, I was the only one who showed up. So I bowled for our entire team.
Oh, my God.
And I had the greatest bowling day of my life. Like, I averaged, like, 200 every game. Because I bowled so much. It was four games for four people.
Yeah.
So 10 frames, whatever. By the end, I was so dialed in. I was just like, strike, strike, strike. Yeah. I was at, thank you. So by the end, and then when I turned in my score, I was like, by the way, I was the only one who bowled. And they were like, well, you're fucking disqualified.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, imagine, Dan, if you showed, if people were like, hey, I played all the matches. Yeah. Turn that mic towards your fucking mouth, by the way, Dan.
Yeah.
All right. There you go. Yes. Yes. So wait. So now, So then I go to like hang out afterwards, and I'm like, everybody else got to do all these drugs. Like, I need some drugs. Time for me now.
Yeah. I waited.
I actually showed up. Right. So I went to a room with one of the other bands that I was friends with. They cut me a bunch of
coffee grounds,
Bible verses,
a bunch of breakfast, and then I went down to do it, and I chipped the inside of one of my nostrils with the straw, and it started absolutely gushing. And then the whole rest of the weekend, that was just like an open wound. Anytime I fucked around with it, it just, and there was like three times within that week, it did the same thing. Now,
that was
I don't think I was having sex during any of it.
I was going to ask, did you notice?
Yeah. But I felt like such a fucking, like, rookie. I was like, I'm sorry, guys. Like, I have to go to your bathroom and just bleed for a while into your sink.
Is that cool? Now you know how it feels like.
It was also, I got a little too, like, I went too fast.
Too enthusiastic.
Yeah, I was like, let me just get this breakfast. And then it just, whoop, right in the, yeah. So anyway, that was the worst.
Now you know what it feels like to be a woman.
Oh.
What?
Do I?
Yeah, I don't feel like I still know.
I feel like I still don't know.
What was the question?
I'm never gonna believe I know. I think the answer is no for everybody.
Is it something like bleeding from your nose or having blood on your nose?
So let's move on to the next person here. Let's go to DJ Dish here over here. Roll that die. Number one.
Have you answered the door naked for a food delivery person?
Ooh.
Now, because they said food, I'm going to have to say no.
Okay. But for a delivery person?
For sure.
Oh.
Not on purpose.
From where? Just, Amazon?
Like, once it was a UPS, once it was like...
Okay.
I feel like it was a sort of...
By the way, this is actually a porno thing you can search.
UPS?
UPS. There was a certified mail situation once that I thought a homie... whatever.
Do you live in the Mission?
I don't have any shame.
No, you don't live in the Mission.
No, this is when I lived in Oakland, and I don't have shame, okay. So your
UPS guy is not my UPS guy.
Okay.
I mean...
Well, we should call them. Let's call them.
Our UPS guy is...
Because my our
you
UPS
guys got the same
is,
UPS guy? Because I have a different guy every single time.
Dude, I've had the same UPS guy for 20 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes, I've lived in the same apartment.
Do you give... Okay, can I ask you a question? Do you tip this man
at Christmas?
At the holidays?
I have.
Okay, good for you. Good for you. You're a good person. You will find eternal happiness in heaven. It's really that simple. If tip your bartenders, tip your UPS guy, and the gates will open. You know?
That's true.
Yeah.
Don't shame me.
I will never. I will never shame you, Shawa. DJ Shawa. I have never opened the door for anybody completely naked. Never a single time.
Wait. Wait.
No, I have done it. I have done it in a Speedo.
Did that just switch gears like really quickly, or is it just me?
No. By the way, they're picking up the trash outside. So,
I thought they were stealing the trash
cans. They're stealing our trash.
Yeah.
Who are these people? Somebody open that door naked right now, please.
Too cold.
Somebody open that door with your dick hanging out. All right. Let's move on to the next one.
Ask me in August.
Let's ask DJ Sean here his question. Hold on. We got to roll that die. We got to roll damn tide.
Five.
Number five. Question number five.
Have you played a naughty party game to find out who will flirt with you?
Hmm. Have you played a naughty party game to find out who will flirt with you?
Yeah, I'm in grade school. I don't know.
I don't play a lot of naughty party games.
Yeah.
And I usually know who I'm going to flirt with when I get to the party. Right. So, yeah. No. I'm going to say no.
Yeah.
I'm going to say no on this one. Also, that's fucking, that's juvenile, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm here to fuck.
I think what it's really saying.
You're saying naughty?
Yeah.
I think what it's really saying is.
Uh-huh.
Who at the party is going to answer the door naked for
okay,
you?
Of course. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, here's what
solid
we got to do.
Indication. Solid
I'm gonna
indication.
I'm going to throw a party, and every time you guys show up, I'm just out there.
I'm not even
welcome to
clothes.
The party, man.
DTF.
Oh.
Clothing option.
Look, do you still want to come in?
Oh, yeah. Looks like a great party.
I mean, okay. If you show up to a party and somebody answers the door naked, are you entering?
Fuck yes.
Of course I am, right?
Yeah.
I need more information.
That's probably one of the best parties you've ever fucking made.
Right? Yes.
See that one person?
Thank you.
It's going to be more possible.
Thank you. All right. DJ Dan, let's go. DJ Tanner, we're going to roll that die. Roll damn die.
What's happening?
Roll damn die.
Right,
we got a number six. We got number six. So read us number six on your card. It's right there in front of you. As has been explained before. All right. He's perusing. He's
okay.
He's figuring it out.
Have you been swimming in a pool naked or with your top off?
Yeah.
Oh, everybody's drinking.
Yeah, okay. Everybody drank. Yeah.
Everybody's drinking.
I think,
okay, do you guys know those two towers?
Is with my top off.
Do you guys know when you're driving down Masonic and then you pass Geary and there's like two kind of tall towers?
Yeah.
You guys know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. The two towers.
The two tall towers. There's like a church right there and then there's two tall towers.
It's like a cross.
At the bottom of those towers, it's like at the time when they were built, it was like the first luxury apartments, I think, in San Francisco. Wow. They have a pool and a hot tub and a sauna down on the bottom floor. I used to date a girl who lived on the 40th floor there. And we one time had like naked swimming party at her house, and it was awesome.
Yeah,
it was the best.
But did you dive out of the window?
I did not. No.
You see your mailman there?
I did dive into that pool multiple times, and my dick was flipping and flapping. You know what I mean?
Did you answer the door naked?
No. I did go up to her apartment at the end of the night after we had our
was
tryst.
Was it a swingers
It was
cult.
A tryst thing. No, it was me and my homies
it was a naughty
and
game.
Her and her friends. Like, what was funny, it was very wholesome when I think back on it. Like, nobody swung.
Yeah.
Like, we all went home with our with the people we came with. Yeah. I went up to her room, and everybody went home at the end. Yeah.
I have a question.
But we did skinny dip in that pool. It was nice. It was fun.
Cool.
Yeah. It's a heated pool, by the way, too.
Yeah.
Like, 70 degrees, you know? Like, you jump in, it's like, oh, this is nice. Like, yeah. Yeah. Beautiful. A beautiful moment in my life. All right, DJ Shawa. I think you have a card, don't you?
No, I'm the official dice roller.
Yeah, but you still have to read a card.
Yeah, but I can't read.
Okay, well, if you're not going to read, I'll read it for you if you want.
Okay, you can read it for me.
I'll read it for
you.
Hold on 1 second.
I want some new kind of gig. I don't know, it rhymes with dick. Which glory hole do I pick? Everywhere I look, the cops are thick. Yeah. Every eye I look, I just want to live. The balls in the hole and the dicks that are also in the
time, doesn't it?
So good. So lucky.
It really gets better every time. All right, Shawa, go ahead and roll them damn die. Roll damn die. Number 8. Have you ever slept with a friend's significant other? Ooh.